heard about affirmations. Some people say they don't work. I am here to show you that is not true. Affirmations are foundational to all changes in the brain, but this confusion often comes because somebody might have tried using affirmations, using one method or another, and it didn't work for them. So in this video, I'll explain why they do work and give you 20 powerful affirmation statements that can influence your subconscious in two different methods to try for yourself to bring about positive changes. And you can start this today. This brings me to exactly what are affirmations and how do they work? Hi, I'm Kate Wilder, and on my channel, I help elevate your life through techniques like reinvention, manifestation, and other practical self-improvement methods. I offer coaching classes designed to help you expedite your goals using the most effective techniques available. To understand affirmations, our thoughts have a significant impact on what happens to us, right? So remember that we think about 60,000 thoughts a day. Affirmations can help you correct the selected negative and limiting ones, the ones that might be the most powerful in your life. Let's first talk about how do you frame affirmations to write them. I prefer on focusing on more expansive statements that are all-inclusive. Some of my examples are, my expectations are always exceeded. Things always work out for me. I always see evidence of money showing up in unexpected ways. You can also add another method to this that adds a level of certainty by adding the two words, of course, to the beginning. This of course method in front of any affirmation will help a lot. So in other words, you could say, of course, my expectations are always exceeded. Of course, I always see evidence of money showing up in my life. Of course, things always work out for me. Affirmations will change your brain's neuroplasticity and help that reticular system reorganize itself by forming new neural pathways. There was a study published in the Journal of Social Cognition and Affective Neuroscience that used neuroimaging techniques to show that self-affirmations can reduce stress and increase activity in brain regions that are associated with self-related processing. By consistently affirming statements as fact as though they've already happened, you can start to reprogram your subconscious mind. A lot of people have the impression you have to spend all day repeating statements to yourself, and this is just not true. You can pick any method you like because they all activate the reticular region of the brain. Next, here's one of the simplest ways to start using affirmations. Every day, by selecting one, write it down 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. When you're doing this, focus on what you're saying. Allow it to sink in. This will take under 60 seconds. Do it with your morning coffee. Then build up to adding, if you can, in the middle of the day, if your schedule permits that. You can write your own specific affirmation, focusing on a singular goal. It's up to you what you feel is the most important or timely thing that you'd like to start having happen in your life. Like changing any habit, give it 21 days and see how you feel at that time. Notice little synchronicities along the way to whatever it is you're working on. This leads me to how do you write affirmations? You want to make sure they're in the present tense, and you probably already know this. But the trick to this is to look at the distance between what you're saying and where it is. Let me give you an example of this. You could say, I am drawing abundance toward me. Do you see the distance there? It's out there. The abundance is out there. You want to draw it to you. We don't want that. You don't want that distance. You want it to be here right now. A statement like, I am wealthy and abundant. That's in the present right now. But if you're presently broke and have no job prospects, that statement might be too big of a leap from where you're at to where maybe it won't even work for you. You could rephrase into the style, of course. Unexpected money always comes to me. If you use I am statements, that's perfectly fine. Just make sure that that statement itself isn't too far out of reach. Of course you want to be wealthy. Of course you want to be abundant, but you don't necessarily want to wait 10 years to see this manifestation happen. Just like goals, you can chunk these down to the levels that you're comfortable, but with a big stretch. When you visualize or add another method to your writing, then you're going to amplify these results. You see, the reticular activating system can be coerced. You can persuade it. Before you go to sleep, let yourself sleep about it. You can use statements like, I am deeply loved and cherished. I have the relationship of my dreams. I am in perfect health and vitality. I am successful in all my endeavors. I am surrounded by positivity and joy. I am confident and empowered. I'm living my dreams with passion. I'm attracting abundance effortlessly. I deserve all good things. I'm grateful for X in my life. Fill in the blank. And how powerful gratitude is, especially kind of the positive frequency of gratitude. It makes it easier for us to get in a positive state, which is always where things can happen faster. This brings me to my next style. These are questions as affirmations that are called ask-formations. There's some controversy about this type, so I'll leave it up to you to decide if you'd like to give it a try. So these are using questions instead of statements. For this style, you can try them out for yourself, but if you find that your mind is answering these questions in a weird way, like maybe negative, or it actually brings up something that you don't want, then don't use the style. Go back to either the I am, I have statements, or the other style, I always get everything I want. Everything is always working out for me. Those styles. Let me give you a few examples of this style, and then you can decide for yourself and try them out. Here's number one. Why am I always so lucky? Why do things come to me so effortlessly? Why am I so confident in every situation? Why am I always attracting success easily? How is it I always feel confident and empowered? Why am I always easily attracting abundance? How is it that I'm deserving of all good things? Why am I gaining everything I'd like out of my life? Give a try to any of those types. Feel free to write your own, no matter which modality you choose. There is no right or wrong. The core job is instilling positive statements in the present state as though it's true now to begin replacing negative thoughts. Aside from journaling, there are many really cool specific ways to write and do affirmations. I'm going to do other videos on this because there's just too much for one video. Affirmations work if you do them consistently in the way that works best for you, whether it's writing versus meditation versus hypnosis versus this or that. They will work for you, my friends, if you give them a chance and you do it with enough feeling and enough time. One final thing, don't forget to download that free guide on your subconscious beliefs that I will also show in the description. Thank you for being here again. I really enjoy having you with me. And I can't wait to see you again.